like still a bump. Like it's still a bump and it's like scabby.
That's normal.
Is it normal?
Mm-hmm. If it gets red or anything, then you should worry about it. Are you going to look right now?
I mean, I'm sure he's fine.
Please.
What?
Expound upon this because I started it at a very inopportune time. And it's just, you're just talking about a red scabby bump. And
oh.
Asking if you're looking at it and they have no idea no. who we're talking about.
Did you pause it or are we still
no,
recording?
We're still going,
oh, we're still going.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah,
the dog
my
had...
dog. Okay, so my dog had a tick on like his shoulder blade and I picked it off and that's, we were talking about a red bump. Whew. Because it's still.
If you listen to it back, it's going to sound real bad.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Are you looking at it now? Well, I don't know. But it's tick season here, so.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
I say that, but Sid had Lyme disease.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. What are symptoms of Lyme disease in canines?
Is this like ask a vet? I don't know. Sid was really tired and like didn't want to move around much. Like she had arthritis.
Oh.
And then Pat took her in and it ended up being Lyme disease.
He's fine. He's running around like a maniac.
Yeah, but it was like way later. It was wintertime when she got sick from it.
Weird.
Yeah.
There was a House episode where a girl had Lyme disease and they didn't know what it was.
Wasn't that, there was like a show where a girl was like hearing the voice of God and it was like, really, she just had Lyme disease. That's how they ended the show.
I don't know if that was House, but it sounds familiar.
No, it was like a whole show, a series that was on.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
It was on a long time ago.
Oh, I'll have to look it up.
Mom will know.
Mom. Well, so we're recording and have been.
Talking about red itchy bumps.
Oh, God. It was my dog. So, my name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about the vampiric Alaskan thriller, 30 Days of Night.
Vampiric.
This is her favorite Alaska-based vampire.
Yes, this is
It's my top four vampire thriller movies.
What are they?
Now I can't remember them, but that's okay. Well,
Twilight.
Taken in the wrong context, could be a horror movie.
It was horror, straight up.
Yeah, for sure. I don't remember the others. Let's just move along.
My favorite Alaskan-based vampire film.
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, when they talk about the Denali Coven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that they were from Alaska.
A little south.
Different vampires.
Yeah, different vampires. So this film came out in 2007. It was directed by David Slade. It stars and it has a lot of people in it, but like normal, I'm just going to do the main cast or the people that like I found pertinent.
The people that you care about.
Right.
Fuck everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Josh Harnett, who plays Eben. Melissa George is Stella. She played in Amityville.
Yeah.
And I guess Dark City, too. She played.
I wrote that down,
did
too.
You?
Yeah.
Who did she play in Dark City?
I'm not sure.
I wanted to look it up because I can only remember Jennifer Connelly being the main lady.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
So this one's going to be a little back and forth because I thought it was my pick. And so I did a ton of research on it, too.
Hey, that's okay.
So, I mean, that happens anyway, but.
It happens all
the
time.
It happened more than normal. Chelsea looked at my notes and she's like, what did you do? Research the whole thing.
Right. That's okay. Danny Houston as Marlo, who's terrifying.
Yes.
The memorable part that he had in a movie was Stryker in X-Men Origin mm-hmm. Wolverine. He plays a total douchebag.
And he does in this too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Ben Foster as the Stranger, who also played in an X-Men film.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Angel, like the winged mutant. It's only like a 2-minute scene.
I knew he looked familiar, mm-hmm. and then I didn't like look into it.
He's also in The Punisher too.
Yeah.
Yep. Mark Boone Jr., who plays Bo, he's in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
But I can't remember his name in Sons of Anarchy.
I never watched the show, but it appeared he was on it for a long time.
He was on it for a long time. For people who haven't seen it, I'm not going to say anything. But he was my favorite character in it, and I can't even remember his name. I think it was like Buddy or something.
Sure.
Yeah. And then Manu Bennett as Billy, the other deputy. He was Deathstroke in Arrow, and Mike and I made that connection when Mike watched like the first 5 minutes of it today with me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, did you watch the whole thing?
I did not.
Okay. You missed out on a lot of bloody gore.
Oh, God. It's so good.
I forgot how disgusting it was.
Yeah.
And I text you that, and mm-hmm. I know that we're not supposed to talk about it, but I'm like,
that's okay.
Get ready.
Well, the attack scene, and we're like diving right in, but the attack scene of the townsfolk.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Okay. Disgusting. Okay.
You can take over and give like the premise of the film.
Okay. So you like put me on the spot.
It's do you want me to?
It's like the teacher calling on me in class. Yeah. I'm like, just watched it yesterday.
That's okay.
No, I watched it the day before because I wasn't sure if you were going to borrow it.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did I watch it last night?
You didn't watch it last night. You watched it like 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So that means I forgot half of it.
Do you want me?
No. So the storyline is basically there's a town, the northernmost town in the United States, where it's dark, complete black for 30 days. Some vampires figure, hey, good time to eat all the people, and they show up on a boat.
They do. End. The end. Trouble ensues.
I did look that up. So, Barrow, Alaska, you did too?
I did too, yeah.
It's actually dark for 67 days.
Yep.
And it's not full dark like this.
No.
Because there is like twilight time.
Yeah, so it's like a gradual darkness. Mm-hmm. I think there might be a couple days where it is a little darker than just like twilight.
Are you making that up?
I don't know. It's just...
I mean, I've seen a lot of documentaries about like the Arctic.
Yeah. So it's darker typically November through January, which is what I'm assuming when this takes place.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think of, did you think it was weird? So no flights are able to leave.
They probably just shut down the airport because there's only 100 people there.
Like, this is in the movie, though. Like, they do flights out during the dark time. In real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They do like one flight out a day or something. So the airport.
Like Marquette's airport.
Right. Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, it seems like.
There was a storm coming in. So I'm thinking maybe that might have been a good reason why they shut it down.
Okay. So to get into the story here, boat shows up in this like icy harbor. One lone, pretty gross-looking dude gets off the boat and starts walking towards this town. Now, he's kind of like the scout.
That's Ben Foster's character. Well, for anyone familiar with vampire like lore, he's a vampire's thrall.
Yeah.
Like, he does the bidding for the vampires and in hopes to eventually become a vampire himself.
What was he in? What was that character in Dracula? Renfeld?
I think so, yeah.
Renfield?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Ren something.
Because that's the disorder that people that like to drink blood and eat meat, like raw meat and stuff.
Oh.
It's named after him.
Oh.
Yeah. That's interesting. After that character in Dracula.
That's cool.
And I think it's Renfield.
Okay.
Everyone that listens to this is like, you idiot.
You moron.
You don't know.
That's okay.
But yeah, the disorder where people think they're vampires and drink blood and eat bugs and stuff is
gross.
Named after him.
Okay.
Okay. So stranger rolls into town.
And he's like fucking shit up like right away for them.
So that is where Greg and I had a big, like, we both kind of looked at each other. There's a like a timeline.
Yeah.
Discrepancy.
A huge timeline discrepancy. And how is it? So he, the stranger, like goes in a town and like steals all these phones.
He steals all these satellite phones.
No one noticed.
Like, no one noticed. And he didn't get all of them because they still went to like the satellite tower place.
The Utilidor?
No, the other like little communications building.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where the guy gets his head ripped off.
Blech. Yeah.
Yeah. We should mention that too. This one's real gory.
Yeah. So anybody who's remotely squeamish, would you rate it up there with like High Tension?
Gore wise?
Yeah.
I think it's gorier.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I would have to agree with that. Because I feel like in every scene, somebody is getting their head ripped off or a leg is broken or something.
So with the timeline, I thought it was really weird that he gets into town, steals all this phone. And in the meantime, town is like shutting down. A lot of people are leaving because they just don't want to spend 30 days in the dark, which is understandable.
Who the fuck would? Like, well, I wouldn't want to.
At least 100 of these people. What did you get the number by chance?
So the population of the town in the film is like 500. Mm-hmm. But in real life, it's about 4,000.
Yeah.
But I would guess like 160 stay because you see Billy like changing the number.
So there's like a population sign on the way into town and it's tradition for them to go out and change it when everybody like migrates south.
But like families are splitting up, like what husbands and wives like aren't going together.
Well, I mean, some of them work there.
Yeah.
I mean, the town That's has true. To like stay running for the people that decide to stay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the stranger manages to steal all the phones. Somehow, this isn't a problem. Then he piles them up and sets them on fire. And the police see this pile of burnt cell phones and don't think. They're like,
they think it's just like kids fucking around.
Well, they, one of them says that they think it's kids. And then the other one was like, no, because if it was kids, there'd be a note like, fuck the establishment. Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
that's true. They wouldn't. It's probably just do it. Josh Harnett because he has a criminal past. I mean, he graduated from Harrington High. No wonder he believes so quickly there are vampires. I mean,
well, so then in this like timeline that should have taken much longer, he goes and kills all the sled dogs in town.
That's the worst part for me out of the whole thing. I hate
that's
it.
That's the worst
that's
part.
That's the worst part.
I disagree, but we'll get to what I think
we'll
is the worst part.
We'll get to what you think is.
So he kills all the sled dogs. He burns up all the phones that he's stolen, and he also manages to take apart a helicopter and throw it in the garbage.
That's on the vampires just give him like a to-do list.
I mean,
they're
basically,
like, here, do all of these things.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where I'm at. Okay, so they watch the sunset. Well, then the sheriff's ex, Stella, she's in town doing a fire inspection and, well, they're
convenient.
Not like, convenient. Yeah. And just it just so happens she gets stuck there.
Also she convenient. Does get stuck there. Yeah. And they're not. They're separated.
They're
now.
Separated. Yeah. Yeah.
They haven't like formally gotten a divorce, but all of the townsfolk are like, oh, well, we really thought that you guys could.
Everyone was like rooting for them to work it out.
Yeah.
And that's brought up like a ton. And they're both just kind of like, well, whatever. Well, she doesn't make it to the airport in time. She gets in a car accident. Do you want to
like pick up?
Yeah, because I need to sit back and have a drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So she gets in a car accident and is taken back. And that's when, like, the stranger, like, walks into the diner and is like, "Ah, you don't have whiskey. You don't have rum." And the diner lady is just like, "Well, there's no alcohol, like, during the 30 days because, you know, people have a hard enough time." And he's just like, "Well, just get me a plate of raw hamburger."
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, we don't do that either."
It was right before that scene that they find the helicopter.
Yeah. And the guy that owns the helicopter is obviously super pissed. He's like, "This is my life. Like, I..."
And helicopters aren't cheap.
No shit, right? And so he flips out. And that's when you get introduced to that machine.
And the Utilidor.
The Utilidor, which is like this big building. It doesn't run the power to the town, but it's just a utility place.
I'm looking it up right now because I meant to, and then I wrote Utilidor, and I actually spelled it right because I watched the... Did you watch any of the bonus features?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Get it. But it has like a big machine in it that essentially just like grinds up stuff.
I'm assuming it just grinds up all the garbage.
Yeah. Oh.
It
might be a garbage place?
Okay, this is different.
Okay.
Because the definition, the first one that popped up, it's a utility tunnel, utility corridor, or utilidor is a passage built underground or above ground to carry utility lines such as electricity, steam, water supplies, sewer pipes, communications, like fiber optics, cable television, telephone cables. But it also grinds up all their garbage.
Okay. Yeah. So that's when you get introduced to the grindy machine, which comes up later.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. So the stranger is in the diner, and that's when Eben is like, "Hey, do you want to step outside? Like, I need to talk to you about some stuff."
Oh, another one. It does say that it's like a Canadian thing. For utilities placed above the level of permafrost.
Oh, okay.
And is also used for sewage.
Oh, there you go.
Mike, are you messaging me right now?
Oh. Do you want to wait or do you want me to keep?
That's the thing I just.
Yeah.
I just read. Or similar to it, but thank you. Because now I'm real interested in this, actually.
Okay, well, I'll keep talking then.
I'm just going to read about
it. So Eben is like, "Hey, let's step outside." And the stranger gets all up in Eben's face. And that's when Stella shows up with a pistol.
Yeah, she like saved the day.
She saved the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they end up taking the stranger into lockup.
Do fire inspectors carry guns?
Maybe in Alaska.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I don't know any of the law things in Alaska. I do know that they don't have sheriffs. That everything is ran by, like, municipal police.
Okay. Sure.
That was one of the facts, too, is that the cities up there don't have sheriffs.
Oh.
I thought it was cool.
Okay. Continue. Wait, I guess I can go now.
Yeah.
I gotta, like, get my notebook out.
Oh, God. Well, you have so many notes.
You know what? It's so that I can remember things because my brain is mushy.
Okay.
As I drink my White Claw.
I'm drinking dandelion root tea.
Oh, okay. So, where are we at? Destroyed. Okay. Stella saves the day. I actually wrote that down. So that's when, I don't know if you thought it was weird, that they tried to have like a conversation about their relationship while he's arresting that guy.
I thought it was a little odd, but who am I to judge?
Like, that's kind of weird timing, I thought.
Yeah.
So then the pipeline workers start getting taken out.
Which the Alaskan pipeline is located about 200 miles away from Barrow, Alaska.
Ooh.
So there wouldn't actually be an oil pipeline that close to town.
That seems like something that I would have known and I didn't. Like, is there really an oil pipeline that really runs through that town?
Which that also comes into play later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the oil pipeline people looked like they would be fun to hang out with.
Absolutely.
Because they're like, whose house are we partying at? One of them has like a bottle of Jack.
And like the girl, I can't remember her name, but she's throughout the entire film. She lives in the town.
Denise.
Okay. Denise lives in Barrow. Because she's at least like renting a place in Barrow.
They're all. Yeah. Okay. Because they're trying to like figure out whose house they're staying at.
Okay.
And one of them mentions like waking up their neighbor or their landlord or
Denise.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I thought for sure that actress was the same girl that plays in Freddy versus Jason.
She looks very much like her.
Greg was like, she's uncredited. Like Greg started looking into it and then we found out that they were two separate actresses, but they look a lot alike.
Okay.
I don't know what her character's name is.
Is that the Nicole character? Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole. I hope she never listens to this. I shouldn't say that, but it just reminded her.
Yeah.
Character in Freddy versus Jason reminded me a lot of a friend of mine from high school. So they get taken out.
They're the first ones. No, the dog sled people.
No, that's a little bit later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're the first.
That's like almost right after that.
Okay. They get taken out pretty quick. Like they're like goofing around and stuff. And yeah. One of the guys gets like pulled back mm-hmm. and then dropped and is like and gushing blood.
Yeah. His neck is like ripped open.
Yeah.
And the other guy, he like stays kind of like looking like, oh my God, what's happening? And she bolts. She is gone. Which, I mean,
would you be the one to wait for your friend or would you be the one to bolt?
It depends on if I thought I could save them or not.
What about in this situation?
In this situation, fucking run. Run.
And well, even
he's not going to make it. His throat is like ripped open and yeah. He's like shaking, blood everywhere. Like,
there's no way.
Yeah. There's like not even like, oops, I bumped the mic. There's not even like flesh there to fix.
And you find out later that the vampires, they don't want to turn anyone. They just want to feed and kill everyone. And the way to kill everyone is
decapitation,
which is how the vampires die too, is decapitation. I mean, you can kill them other ways, but
I mean,
decapitation.
Yeah. Well, why not? You know, it's not our movie.
Yeah, whatever. And then, well, then the next scene is the dog sled couple, right?
We're getting there. Isn't it great that I take such good notes?
God.
You watched this an hour ago.
I watched an hour ago, and sorry, everyone.
So the pipeline workers, then the stranger is acting like all cuckoo at the police station, like basically you're all gonna die.
He's full on warning them at this time, and this is when the internet goes down, the phones are going down. Yeah.
You're all doomed, essentially. You're done for. And he's freaking everybody out, and it's Evan's grandma and brother are both working at the police station.
Yeah.
And he's just a weird guy. And his teeth are all...
He looks like he was on, like, an Everest expedition and wound up frozen to death.
What?
That's what I think of. Like, when you see, like, the frozen bodies and stuff, like, he looks... like dirty and his teeth are all
Thinking like meth addict.
Well, maybe a little bit of both.
A little methy.
So Ben Foster is a very good actor. Like Josh Harnett talked about like what a great actor he was in this.
Yeah.
Because I watched like a couple behind the scenes thing. And
I didn't see anything like what he is when he's not acting.
He's like totally normal, obviously. But he can like...
You mean his teeth aren't really like that?
I was shocked too. But he can turn his acting on and off. And he based his character off like the backwoods, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is funny that he's playing a vampire. I guess they could have picked him up anywhere.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't from Alaska.
Yeah, I really want to know more about the stranger. Like, how long has he been working for them?
It might be in the comics.
Ooh, yeah.
Did you write that down?
I didn't, but I knew that this film was based off comics.
Graphic novels. Yep. And yeah. Okay, so the power goes out, phones go out, super spooky. The stranger, you're all gonna die.
Yeah. And that's when Eben goes to check the electricity tower or whatever, and that's where he finds Gus. Well, we didn't even talk about Gus. Oh, well.
He runs the place. He runs the electricity.
Yeah.
And phone lines. I don't really know what it is. It's like a trailer, and it's got, like, satellites on top of it, like satellite dishes.
It's like he checks the weather, too. Like, I saw, like, weather maps up. Who knows what he does? But he gets full-on decapitated. And
yeah.
When Eben goes to check on it, like, the whole tower is fucked up, and then he sees blood outside. Which, it's been snowing, so
yeah,
that was the thing that I had an issue with.
Yeah, I kind of wondered that too, that all that blood would be covered, but then it wouldn't be as scary. So.
Right. And he follows the blood with a flashlight, and then he sees Gus's head on a pike.
Yeah.
Gross.
And I thought what was kind of cool about that was he immediately shuts down the town. Everyone go home.
Yeah.
Lock your doors.
It wasn't
load
like
your guns.
Let's keep this hidden like it is in normal scary movies.
In normal scary stuff, they're like, oh well, I don't want to alarm the town people. What the fuck? He did the right thing.
There
everybody
are
100
people in town.
Lock your doors.
People would have been talking anyway, especially with the dogs. Like, all of the sled dogs were murdered.
Yeah.
Like, you would have known.
So I liked how that went down. He wasn't like fucking around with that at all.
No.
He's get inside. It was after that John and his wife get attacked, the sled dog people.
This was super sad because they were both like so devastated with their dogs. I mean, anybody listening that has sled dogs, like, know that you're super attached to your sled dogs. Like, you train them, you work with them year round.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Yeah. So they're absolutely devastated. She's making dinner, and then a vampire like launches through the window.
What? He's the scariest one. The bald one.
There's two bald ones.
Is there two bald ones?
There's one bald one that's wearing a suit, and then one that's wearing more like... You hear my stomach just now.
I did. Do you want a snack?
I'll sit here and eat chips. Didn't we talk about that?
I did.
I took a nap when I got home from work. I didn't eat anything. But I had pizza twice. I had pizza for breakfast, and then I had pizza for lunch.
You had breakfast pizza?
No, it was regular
pizza.
It
was regular pizza.
I ate it for breakfast.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We're really hungry at work, so we bought a pizza there and split it. And then our general manager ordered pizza for us for lunch.
Oh.
Because I work at a fun place. Anyway, pizza twice, skipped lunch, skipped dinner. That's why my stomach's growling. Okay, so that vampire, there's two bald ones. That kind of play like main parts.
Okay.
I didn't write down their names. None of the vampires' names are mentioned in the film, but they're in the credits.
They're in the credits and like in the comics.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure in the comics they are. But yeah, a vampire just goes busting through the kitchen window, clears everything off the table, and then gets up. And can you even imagine? That was a stuntman that did that too.
Really?
He actually busts through the window. Yeah.
That's
a lot of these stunts were real. They weren't like...
Josh Harnett did all of his own stunts.
And Melissa George did most of her own driving.
That's
Boom.
Impressive because she drives super
like a crazy
fast.
Person.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And that whole scene was shot like with an actual person. The next scene coming up.
Okay.
Okay, so I need to quit saying that.
You can, hey man, this is our podcast. We can say so many times
okay,
as we want.
So like... this happened. John and his wife get attacked. she gets pulled out the kitchen window, which she had to have been like all cut up.
Absolutely. Like there was blood and stuff like on the window when she gets pulled out.
Yeah. Yeah. And she gets like sucked under one of the dog kennels. And by the time her, what did I call her? Did I call her John's wife?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember her name. That's, I didn't write it down. They just say John a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
she screams it a couple times in the next.
Yes. So she gets pulled under the dog kennels. He comes running outside and tries to save her, and he can't get her out. And she's like going from like dog kennel to dog kennel.
Yeah. So
these are like raised, not like a cage kennel. They're like houses. Yeah. They're like big, giant.
They're off the ground
dog houses. Mm-hmm. And there's a gap underneath them. Probably because it snows so much, I assume. But yeah, so she gets sucked under there, and then he gets sucked under too. Very scary.
He gets scratched in the face, and then his leg is broken, which, ick.
Super gross.
But you hear it, and it's that, like, snap, because the vampire comes from underneath.
Like breaking celery.
Yeah. And, like, smashes his leg. You don't see any more of John.
No, you don't.
For a little bit.
For a little bit. So what do I have? Comes back to town, fires and shooting. Oh, this was when the vampires attack Eben and Stella in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Because... which was when she gets back in the car. When she's like, okay, anyway. They're driving.
Yeah.
They're trying to get to where? I can't remember where they're driving to.
They're trying to get bear traps and incendiaries and stuff like that. Because they kind of like rounded up people, right?
No, this is before that.
Oh.
They're trying to the airport, maybe?
Maybe.
They're driving somewhere.
I literally watched this where. 3 hours ago.
And... They stop because Eben thinks he sees something. So she's got binoculars and she looks in the binoculars and then puts them down and gets this like fucking freaked out look on her face and says, get in the car. So yeah. They get in the car. As they're driving away, she's like flying down the road. A friggin' vampire jumps on the top of their car and they're like, he's shooting through the car. And then the vampire's like trying to punch through
it. I think that vampire probably died. Like, he was shot.
A bunch of them get shot up, though, and they don't die.
Yeah, but it was just, like, laying on the side of the road after that.
That was all a stuntman.
Really?
There was a stuntman on the top of that car.
Oh, my God.
Punching it. And then the car was, like, dragging a mat behind it.
Okay. So
when he fell off the car, he landed on the mat and then rolled off the mat. And obviously, the car wasn't going as fast as they made it look.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
But super cool.
Did you see, too, that most of this was shot during the daytime?
Yeah, most of it was shot during the daytime, and then the frames were darkened, and it was all shot in New Zealand, too. Mm-hmm.
They used, I thought they used, like, a filter, or did they darken it after the fact?
They probably used a filter. They did that in, like, Bonanza and all of the old Westerns, too. Oh,
like Jaws?
Jaws, like, too. Yeah. Yeah.
So when they get back to town, it's like chaos. There's cars on fire. There's people like guns going off everywhere.
This scene haunts my daydreams sometimes.
It haunts your day.
When I'm like sitting there and I'm like thinking about stuff, I think about that scene and I'm like, ugh, because it's gross.
This isn't the scene from a overhead. It's I think not. That's the worst scene.
Oh.
No, they just get into town and, like, well, the shit hasn't 100% hit the fan.
I think both.
It kind of reminds me of The Crazies.
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden, you know, in no time at all, less than 24 hours, the town is on...
Or the first, like, 10 minutes of Dawn of the Dead, like, the new one.
Yeah.
Where she, like, gets in her car and...
Where it's just, like...
Yeah.
Chaos. So then they get back to the police station, and that's when they're like, we need to figure out what's going on. At that point, Grandma is gone. Well, they get back there, and Grandma and the brother, gone.
Yeah.
this. Oh, I forgot that they shot the stranger in the shoulder because he was being such a dick.
He was being a dick. Yeah.
Well, they didn't shoot him because he was being a dick. They shot him because he choked out Eben's brother. He like grabbed him through the bars, and Eben was like,
"Eben's brother is like 15, and he's green."
Yeah. So they left him. So when
it's okay.
So when Stella and Eben get back there, no power, grandma and brother gone, and the stranger is still handcuffed. They were going to get medical supplies. Maybe.
Maybe. I didn't think they were. I thought they were trying to get, like...
Oh, they were just going to, like, let him bleed, and he shot him in the arm.
Yeah.
Well, then the stranger's going on about how they didn't take him.
And it is very sad. Like, it kind of sucks that he did all of this shit for him.
Suck,
well,
know?
Yeah. But, like, you can just see the sadness in his eyes, and it makes me sad.
Well, he's devastated because he thinks that he's going to get changed and, like, be one of these badass vampires. Which, in this, too, the vampires are horrifying.
Yeah, they're not Twilight vampires.
Well, even in, like, Dracula and stuff, there's, like, seduction. They're trying, you know, they kind of make vampires, like, sexy. And in this, they're just, like, horrible fucking monsters.
Yeah, they look like mutated shark people, or some of them do. Only some of them do. Like, Iris, Marlowe's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Looks, like, mutated. Like, I don't know if it's just, like, centuries of being a vampire or
probably,
whatever.
Yeah.
But Marlowe doesn't look that... He still looks terrifying, but he doesn't look that, like, mutated.
Did you look up that actress? Because she does have a kind of unusual face to begin with.
I love actresses and actors that are just unusual looking.
I guess they're all actors now.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I said that too.
They're all actors.
That's okay. So they didn't take the stranger. He was all sad about it. And then that's when you hear the vampires, like, talking for the first time. Did you look that up?
I did. So the vampire language was developed for the film by a linguistics professor.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I just did a big gulp. I hope Mike heard that. Did you really hear that? Damn it.
I feel like a jerk now talking about that actress, but, like, in the film, she looks mutated.
I mean,
they do.
Yeah, they did some stuff. Yeah, the University of New Zealand professor.
Yeah.
Made up that language. And it's based on tribal languages.
It's so cool because it's just, I don't know.
It is super cool. Did you, in the extras on the DVD, they have, I can't think of the actor's name, the head vampire.
Danny Houston.
Yes. They have him like practicing it. And it's kind of cool because he's listening to it as he's reading it and then going over it. I thought it was neat.
They did a really good job because they didn't want the vampires like talking back and forth because they thought it would take away from their scariness.
He also said that with the contacts that they're wearing, because they're wearing like blackout lenses.
The Sclera?
Sclera, I think. Well, I think the first time I ever saw those was like X-Files, maybe?
Yep.
Super freaky with like solid black eyes. But that actor said that they kind of helped with their performance because you can't see very well out of them. So instead of turning his head to look, he had to turn his whole body. So very like Jason Voorhees. Like, Jason Voorhees turns his whole body. He doesn't just turn his head and look.
That's scary.
Yeah, so it, like, affected his acting to make him look, like, less human.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought so, too. So there is a group of people. The vampires are, like, plotting the demise of the whole town.
Yeah.
Fucking kill everyone, rip their heads off. There's a group of people hiding in the diner, and that's when you see that Eben's brother is still alive.
Yes.
And the girl from the pipeline, too. You see, she's still alive.
Yep.
Then there's the attack of the couple in the house, and the guy gets stabbed with the fire poker. Ugh,
I hated that. I hated it so much.
Yeah, vampires come in, and they're like...
It's the couple. It's Marlo and Iris.
Yeah, they get like a kick out of torturing these people in general. Intimidating them. That I didn't really like that
part. I don't
part.
Like that either.
Because, I mean, they didn't have to stab him with the fire poker. They didn't have to, like, hold the woman down and, like, make her watch that part. I didn't like that. Because sometimes the vampires are just like, we're going to eat you.
Right. And I don't know what the... I mean, it's like toying with your prey. It's like...
Like cats. Then... that's when, like, fucking...
Is that...
Hell breaks loose. Yeesh. And it's probably my favorite scene in the whole film. They do, an overhead shot of the town. And it's chaos. There's vampires attacking everyone. At that point, I was kind of like, how many freaking vampires are there?
That's what... I wrote that down, too. Because you never get a definite...
You never get, like, a good estimate of how many there are. Because in the beginning, you think there's, like, 10.
Yeah.
And then in the scene, there's more like 30.
Yeah, 20 or 30,
They're chasing people down. They're ripping their arms off. And when they attack the people, too, they like pounce on the people.
They're like cats.
Yeah, they like pounce on them. And then they rip their throat out and they like shake their head. Which I think... Greg and I both noticed this. It's very wasteful.
It's extremely wasteful. And I wanted to comment on that too, because what, like, blood is going everywhere.
They're not drinking at all.
They're not drinking at all. They're just killing all these people and like toying with their prey and maybe getting like a few pints.
That scene though is just crazy.
Yeah.
They did intentionally shoot it to be like gritty looking so that it followed the graphic novel art, because the art in the graphic novel is all very dark and very kind of intense looking.
Like noir.
Yeah, you should look it up. Oh, you did?
So I looked up.
I'm pointing at you. You listen.
You listen. When we were in Green Bay a couple weekends ago, we were at a comic book store and they had the 30 Days of Night graphic novel. So I like flipped through it. It's so cool.
And a lot of the town setup is based on that.
Okay.
They filmed part of it outdoors on like a fake town, and then a lot of it indoors in another fake town.
Okay.
But they wanted to get that same look of where it's nighttime, but you can still... That's kind of how... I'm doing it again. I'm just like talking. Like how it's night, but not completely black.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of depth in it. And they got that from how they filmed it, because a lot of it was filmed during the day. So once they put the filters on and edited it, then it was like the dark sky, but you could still see the clouds.
Yes.
And like the blowing snow. And... Yeah, so the shot where they're going, like, over the town is just crazy.
It's super cool.
Yeah. So then that's around the time that the survivors are making a plan.
Yeah, they're kind of deciding what they're going to do, what's their game plan. They still have, I think, like, 20 days left or 15 days.
They have a long time.
They have a long time, or 25 days.
I actually didn't write that down, and that's normally something I would do. They go up into the attic. That's their first plan. They go into this attic that's kind of hidden, because they find out, as like the story goes on, that the vampires are ransacking houses looking for people.
Yeah.
And they know a guy whose attic is like a drop down staircase, but it's really well hidden. There's only like a little tiny knob that lets you know there's an attic there. So this group of survivors, they're like, okay, we're going up there.
It's the diner lady. It's Denise, the pipeline woman. It's Jake. It's this one guy and his elderly dad that has dementia.
Yeah.
Stella. Sorry.
What is he barking at?
You know,
is
somebody here? He doesn't like people.
So. Oh, somebody's walking by.
It's Stella, Eben, and then Beau.
And Beau.
Yep.
So they're all Hyde now. It's kind of, I said, they found a Hyde hole.
They found a Hyde hole.
Vampires.
Suck it.
We're just always going to go back
we
to that.
We are.
Suck it.
Suck it.
I lost my train of thought. Well, so they're hiding and the attic windows are like papered over, but they still have fucking lights on. They're like walking around talking. They still they're have arguing lights on. With each other.
Yeah, they're not really, you know, taking it serious.
They're not hiding.
No, not at all.
Not at I mean, they're not like running around town.
No.
You just mirror scratch your forehead when I
did.
Okay. Just wondering what you're doing over there.
What are you doing over there?
So the vampires then go back to the stranger. He gets all excited that he's going to like become
one. He's super pumped. Yeah.
And they kill him.
Ugh.
Boo for him.
I felt bad.
Really?
I did kind of feel bad. And I know that he was a dick and he did all this horrible things, all of these horrible things. But maybe like 0.5% of me kind of felt bad for him.
Oh, he set up the whole town to die.
But
little girl walking down the street covered with blood.
Oh, this comes next.
No, it doesn't.
Well, there's a woman walking down the street covered in blood.
That's bait. They kill a stranger. And then I said the old man is going to out them because the old man's suffering from dementia. Mm-hmm. And he's like,
it's dementia or Alzheimer's.
It's
one of those.
He's kind of out of it. He's with it sometimes and mm-hmm. then doesn't know where he is. Well, he wakes up, doesn't know where he is, starts making a lot of noise. And I immediately thought like, oh, he's going to out them.
Well,
for
they
sure.
calm him down for a little bit. And then they look outside.
Well, before that, they get in an argument about leaving because a small group of them are like we're gonna get the fuck out of here, and the other group is like, no, we need to stay here to be quiet.
Yeah.
And that's when they look
what
outside.
What group would you be in? Would you be the hunker down and stay there forever?
For sure.
Yeah. I would be too.
I would hide right to the last second.
Yes,
unlike these dum-dums.
Right.
But
that's like you're just in a good spot. Just go try and get supplies, do whatever. I mean, I'm sure that guy had like canned goods and stuff. And
there must have been something. Yeah, there would have been a little food. They'd eventually have to go out. But I would have hid till the last minute.
I would have hid.
But that's just me. And then that's when the bait walks down the street. Ugh. That's terrible.
So bad for this woman. She's high school age. She's because Jake says that like
that they went to school together.
That they went to school or they go to school or together
they
or whatever.
Grew up together or something like that. Quit picking your eyelashes.
I know. You say this every time and it's just like habit that I'm sitting here and like
you're going to be 40 years old and not have one single eyelash.
They make fake eyelashes for a reason. Anywho. Yeah. So she's walking down the street and all of the vampires are like on the roof. Like watching her, seeing if anybody comes out. Nobody's gonna fucking come out. Are you kidding me?
She's walking down the street, like crying,
"Help me!"
Yeah, asking for help. And somebody thinks about it in their group, like we have to save her. And then they're like, "No, look at the rooftops."
Yeah,
and
I think it's Stella that's like, "No," because she's super.
And there's vampires on the rooftops going from house to house, following her, just waiting for people to come out.
Yeah.
And when they kill her, it's pretty gross.
It's gross.
Because she's like, I tried.
Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, she doesn't say it with that much sass. Like, she's terrified.
What do you want from me?
I'm doing all I can.
No, she's like terrified. And then they like,
this is the scene where Marlo like grabs her face and she's just like, help me, God. And he's like, he like looks around and he's just like, no, God.
No, he says God. And then he looks around. Oh. No, God. Ugh. Greg says that all the time.
Greg does say that all the time. I was thinking that too when one of the vampires is like walking through the house and he's like breathing and he's like.
That's that. Okay, so the noise that they make, Pat makes that noise all the time. That's like his favorite noise to make, and it's so annoying. And I've always called it his dinosaur noise, but it's actually vampire noise.
It's vampire noise.
Mm-hmm. I watched in, I should leave the DVD here so that you can watch the extras.
Yeah.
Because they make that like sucking in. They like make that noise on an inhale.
I'm going to try it when we're not recording.
Yeah, totally try it. But they, it's, yeah. So they like take turns scratching this girl and she's surrounded and she's screaming and crying and then they eat her. The end.
What do you think is the worst death? Like where maybe.
Like in real life?
Or no, like in this? In this. I mean, they're all pretty gross.
Billy. I think Billy probably suffered the most.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to him.
Yeah.
So they...
Billy's the other police officer, too, in case we didn't...
Yeah, he's, like, the deputy or lieutenant or something.
The deputy, the lieutenant.
One of the levels of officer that you can be.
I thought he was the deputy.
Sure.
And I thought...
We'll go with that.
I thought that Evan was, like, the sheriff.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's accurate, but I didn't, like, I don't know.
The lieutenant is, like, is up there.
Really? I am stupid, right? And I'm very sorry.
Like, Lieutenant Dan wasn't...
Lieutenant Dan.
Wasn't one of the soldiers. He was, like, the lieutenant.
This is how we formulate logic. It's like... pulling information from all of the other movies we've seen.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. It's so hot in here.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that is when, so that bait thing happens. They are going for supplies.
Yeah. There is a lot that happens in this movie, and I didn't realize it until I started watching it, and I was like, oh, this one's going to be a shit show.
That's when Eben finds John. When Eben is, like, sneaking around town.
Oh, yeah.
He finds John, the owner of the sled dogs.
Yep.
And...
Well, because they want to go for supplies because a storm is coming in, too.
Well, the storm's coming in, and they want to move in the snow cover.
Yep. To the Utilidor.
No, to the general store.
Yeah, they to get there. Supplies and then to the go to the Utilidor.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, no, they stop for food.
Well, yeah.
So, John, I thought it was very, if you've seen 28 Days Later, which is the next one we're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes. John is very, like, just infected with rage. Because he's, yes, like, half transformed. Like, he doesn't know he's a vampire, obviously. But he, like...
He knows something is fucked up.
He, like, gets Eben's attention. He's hiding underneath a thing. Eben comes and drags him out and is like, I'll help you.
As an onlooker, like, his eyes are already black. His teeth are already super sharp.
He doesn't know that. Mm. Like, he just goes in there and is like, you're hurt. It's nighttime.
That's true.
I'm sure he doesn't notice. It's snowing super hard. So he pulls him out of there. And then he's like, whoa, what the fuck?
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, you're a vampire. So what does Eben do? Freaking axes his head off.
For sure. This was gross. There are a lot of like axing of heads off.
So John kind of like goes after Eben. And they, like, trip over a swing set. And really, that's the only thing that saves them.
Yeah.
Is that Eben falls out the back of the swing set. And John kind of gets tangled up, like, going after him.
And he gets tangled up in the swing set because he still has his broken ankle.
Yes, because like, he's still dragging. Got the broken leg. Eben axes his head off. Super fucking gross. Then he gets back to the attic and is, like, hardcore asthma attack.
Yes.
Which we didn't mention. He has asthma.
He has the asthma.
So he's like, he tells everyone about John like that he became one of them. Yeah. So that kind of freaks out everybody more. And then it's that, well, I said that night. It's all dark. Eh. It could be 3 p.m.
Right.
The old man's sleeping and he gets up and decides that he's going to try to get out. That part was sad.
That part was really sad.
Because he's just trying to leave. He's like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to do whatever. Well, then Stella and his son kind of wrangle him in. Then the old man says, well, I need to use the bathroom. So he goes into the bathroom, pops out the damn window.
Yeah. Whatever.
So then the son is put in a situation where, like, chase after him or let him freeze.
Or die by a vampire, which,
I can't remember. Does the vampire get in?
No.
At that point?
No.
How does she get knocked out? Oh, does he push her?
The son pushes Stella, like, into the wall. Like, no, I'm going after him.
Yeah. So she falls and hits her head on, like, an end table and is conked out for a minute. And the son goes after his dad. It's, like, so sad.
It is sad.
Because the dad has no idea, like, what's going on. He's just going to go home. And the son is, like, trying to call for him quietly and then starts calling for him louder. And there's a vampire on the roof that gets him.
The worst.
And I made a point to put in my notes that freezing to death would be better than being eaten by a vampire.
Absolutely.
If I had to pick.
If I had to pick between freezing to death or being mauled by a vampire, yeah, for sure.
So that's when they decide to move at that point. And then they go to the general store.
When do they pick up Billy? After the general store or during?
After.
I think it's after too.
Oh yeah, it's way after. Okay. It's after the trencher thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So
it's coming back to me.
They go to the general store. It's coming back to you from 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago. It's all coming back.
They get to the general store and there's a little girl vampire.
Where did this little girl vampire come from?
I think she was probably made in the town. I don't think she was like traveling with the vampires.
But none of the townsfolk recognize her.
Oh, and did you
notice? And they mentioned that.
She's got tattoos on her arms.
What?
Yeah, she's got a tattoo on like each arm.
So she's an old-timey vampire child.
Which is scary. I didn't think they allowed that. I didn't think that was vampire code to have vampire children.
Have vampire children. Well, it's because they can't control their bloodlust.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that just from Twilight? Or is
no.
That...
It's actually
that happens
from...
in Interview with the Vampire,
yep.
too.
Mm-hmm. Poor Kirsten Dunst. Oh, God.
So this little girl vampire attacks them.
And that part is super creepy. Almost as creepy as, like, the overhead shot. Because she's hunched over this guy whose head is almost off, but, like, he's still conscious.
Yes.
Blech. And she's like, I don't want to play with this one. She says something.
Yeah, like, I'm done with this toy or something weird like that, something creepy, a little
kiddish. She turns around and looks at the group and is like, want to play with me? And it's just like,
Does she really say that?
She does.
Oh, that just sounds so fake.
It doesn't, though.
Did you know that little girl did her own stunts?
What?
Yeah, they had her in, like, a harness to, like, lift her up so that she could jump onto them and, like...
I know that they didn't... The scene where
they didn't actually cut her head off.
No, but like this, in normal situations, like they would hold the person up and then like do something different. But for that scene, like they held her up and then put like they CGI'd the neck thing.
Yeah,
they did something different.
Shot it separately. So they held her up. Because obviously they're not going to swing even a fake axe at, like, a little kid.
No.
So two people grab her arms, pin her up against the wall, kind of, like, lift her up. And then Evan's brother axes her head up. So the way they did that is that they just held her up and she, like, lifted up her head and, like, screamed. Mm-hmm. And then they did a similar thing with a prosthetic neck and blood, and then they CGI'd it together.
I watched a little bit behind the scene too of her getting into her makeup, and she was getting into her makeup when the guy that she was eating was getting into her, into his, and she looked over and she was like, "Ugh, yeah, that's really gross."
Did you watch that on the DVD? I watched it on something else
on YouTube.
Yeah, because she's looking at him like, oh, that's disgusting.
What a cute kid.
So then they have this stupid plan. I called it a stupid plan. So Eben's grandma grows weed for her cancer, like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So she grows weed. So they're thinking like, okay, well, if we still have such and such amount of time before the sun comes up, let's bring the sun to them. So this is just kind of like side story. I mean, they didn't really have to do it. I guess it shows that they can like injure them.
Well, and it shows too how much Eben is like still in love with Stella, because Stella says, you don't even think this plan will work. And he looks at her and he says, yeah, but you do.
Oh,
it's adorable.
So he's going to make a run and distract all the vampires with these lights. So he runs to grandma's, starts the generator. So all the vampires are like, what the fuck?
You know, they're all they don't like, know going what's after going on.
Him. So then he gets the light, the like UV lamps ready to go. And the first vampire to jump in is Iris, which I assume is like number two.
She's probably number two. That or like one of the bald vampires.
She jumps in and he burns the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's like screeching. It's horrible.
And I said, of course they'd cut the power. They would just go kill the generator. No shit. They're not going to stand there trying to get him and like get burned up.
He's on the walkie-talkie. And Stella's just like, oh, did it work? And he's like, yeah, it worked, but they're going to shut off the power now. So, and then he just like bails.
Yeah.
It's a funny line to me.
Bye. Of course that's going to happen. So then it's sad because Marley, well, I mean, it's not sad. Marlo. But Marley essentially puts her down. I don't know. I didn't write down the exact line that he says, but it's basically like,
what can be broken is broken, or something like that to her.
Yeah. Essentially saying like she's
broken.
She's broken. Mm. So he offs her. Then he gets real pissed.
Yeah.
Because his lady's dead now.
Yeah.
So then they're like, fuck, we're stuck here. And Bo was like, it's my turn.
Yeah, because he plays that character in every...
Does he? I didn't see Sons of Anarchy. So I don't want to like out any of that.
Yeah.
He gets in the trencher, which is this gigantic like chainsaw machine.
Yes.
It's like a tractor. Well, I mean, I actually know what a trencher is. It's for digging trenches.
Oh.
He gets in that.
Thresher.
A thresher. Isn't thrush like an illness?
Yeah. But the thresher, when we were talking about the crazies. Yeah,
it's a combine.
It's a combine.
He gets in this.
He wipes out a good chunk of them.
It is so gross.
It's so gross.
Because he's just like driving that through town. He's got a shotgun. So when the vampires do jump onto the tractor, he's like blowing them away. He shoots one of the heads completely off, ripping them in half with this thing because it is just like a gigantic tractor chainsaw.
Yeah.
Then he crashes it into a building with a box of dynamite. So then when a lot of the vampires come in.
It's a box of flares, I think. It's not dynamite.
It blows up. Flares don't blow up.
I know, but I think it's just a box of flares that they made blow up.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
I thought it was like some type of explosives. A box of flares isn't going to blow up. It's just going to start on fire.
I know it's not going to blow up, but I think that was like a movie discrepancy.
Because I remember thinking that amount of dynamite would have leveled that whole building.
Yeah. No, it for sure would have, but I am 100% positive that it's a box of flares.
I don't like that then. Because he...
It's not realistic at all.
So a bunch of vampires catch on fire and fall out. There's this huge ball of flames. He falls out too alive. And I'm like, he would have been...
He was like standing on top of it. There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if it was a box of flares, he would have been fine. But you see it like engulf the whole building. And I'm like, he would have been like evaporated.
Yeah. Blown to bits.
Yeah, all right. Well, that part's kind of weird now. Well.
And this is when he falls out of the window.
Yeah.
This part's gross. But it was super cool to see how they did this.
The prosthetic. The prosthetic. And like the fake head was super cool.
Marlo comes over and just like crushes his head. And you see it. Like, yeah, it's
you
gross.
See him crush it. He like stomps his head.
The sound. I think the noises make me cringe more than anything.
So then they get to the Utilidor.
Yeah.
And this part is super sad when Carter's talking about his family.
Yeah, so in the grocery store tussle, what was his name?
Carter. Yeah.
Carter gets scratched by the vampire girl.
Yes.
You don't really know this until they get to the Utilidor, but...
Oh, you know what? No, that's not in the Utilidor. That's still in the police... Yeah, they get into the police station because they kind of get... like
Turned around,
yeah.
Okay.
So they get into the police station. No, that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
It has
to be the Utilidor because that's when they find Billy. Like, they see the SOS of the flashlight.
They don't see him from the Utilidor, though.
They must see him from the grocery store when they're in there, then.
Because Carter tells a story about his family dying.
Yeah, and
in the car accident.
Awful.
And he had been scratched by the girl.
Mm-hmm.
But they go into, like, the side room. Because Eben essentially ends it for him.
Yeah.
Before he turns.
Yeah.
Which was super sad because you hear him whacking his head off.
Yeah. So Carter runs the Utilidor and he's scratched and he's talking about his family. His family was killed by a drunk driver.
Yeah. And he didn't tell anyone in town that his family was dead.
No. And in a previous scene, Eben was like, oh, yeah, you should bring your kids up and stuff. And
yeah. Carter's and he's like, oh, yeah. Still trying to get them up here. Like, haha. But in reality, his wife and children had died in an accident, which was real sad. That's when they see Billy. Billy signals them with a flashlight. They run over there. Oh my God, Billy's still alive. Billy's a hot fucking mess.
As you would be.
Because he killed his wife and two daughters, like, before, like, as this was going on, so that they didn't have to get eaten.
And he went to kill himself, and the gun jammed, and he couldn't bring himself to do it.
Yeah.
That's what he says, but...
I mean... What would you do?
Oh, me?
Yeah, what would you do?
If it was, like, my kids and Mike and vampires were ransacking the town?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
That's a tough... I see, exactly. Like, he did that. It's kind of like... This is ruining another film, The Mist.
Yeah.
Like...
If you listen to this and haven't seen The Mist, where have you been?
It's just heartbreaking.
It's like, so sad. Mm-hmm.
And obviously the kids were probably like, was the wife in on it? Like, please put us down. We don't want to die like that.
Yeah.
Or was he just like, boom, 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 I'm doing it to prevent this horrible death?
Probably just boom, boom. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. Nope, anyway, it's terrible.
Now that we're talking about all of the awful things, maybe the dogs aren't the saddest part, but it's still sad to me. The more we're diving into this.
At this point, they're all heading to the Utilidor and they see the little girl walking in the street.
Yeah.
But she's not bait.
She's not bait.
She's just a little girl that's fucking seen shit and she's traumatized. And Stella decides she's going to save her. So Stella grabs her. Vampires show up. They hide under a car. Everyone else gets to the Utilidor.
Mm-hmm.
This is the scene with Billy.
Blech.
Yes. Billy gets attacked.
Blech.
They're all there. A vampire gets in.
Yeah. Is it? It's one of the bald vampires.
It is one of the bald vampires.
Bald vampires.
Attacks. Yes. Do you think the one kind of looked like Adrian Brody?
Yes.
Yeah, like a thinner version.
Yes.
Like Adrian Brody and the guy from the new Star Wars, Adam Driver. It's like they had a weird baby.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the bald vampire gets in, one of the bald vampires, and attacks Billy. Well, they fight it out. Vampire gets thrown into the grinder.
Blech. And you see it too.
It's disgusting. And then Billy not only is bit, but he gets his arm stuck in the thing.
I can't even.
That is disgusting.
It's so gross. We were talking, so this is like side note, but I had to do like mining training and stuff this week.
Uh-huh.
And in some of the videos, people like get to tell stories.
I just thought of Zoolander.
Yeah.
Why? Are you going to wear like a white tank top and like pose
with coal? Well, nickel.
I think I have the black lung.
No.
Sorry. Okay. Continue.
But there was this guy that was telling a story about the machinery coming down on some guy's arm. And I can't even imagine.
No, I don't want to imagine that. That's terrible.
It just reminded me of the guy getting his.
Yeah, his arm gets ground off.
We would hear stories about like farmers and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Like there was the guy down the road that Dad told us about that like lost his arm and like had to tourniquet it and then didn't make it to the house.
He didn't. That was on our street?
It was like down the road.
Because there's the doctor that lost his arm.
But he tourniqueted and lived.
Did we talk about this in a different one, in a different podcast? The bathtub boy? That was like around.
Bathtub boy?
Oh my God. Okay. Side note. Sorry. We're going on like another weird.
This is
going
to be another like hour and a half long one.
I think we're doing okay.
Okay. Cool.
He was a young, like a teenage boy. I can't remember where this happened. I can't remember what his name is. So I'm sorry. That sucks. He slipped on ice, fell into some farm equipment, got his arms ripped off.
Oh my God.
Made it a quarter mile uphill to his house, dialed 911 with a pencil in his mouth, and then climbed in his bathtub because his mom just got new carpet and he didn't want to bleed all over the carpet. They reattached his arms because it was cold out, so his arms were still like savable, and that was the first time that they did like a double reattachment. Your face.
Don't know what to say to that.
It happened. It's a true story.
Is not. I'm gonna look it up because I need details.
Yeah. So it's a thing. It happened.
Wow. Can you imagine?
And it happened when I was young because I remember him being on like Oprah or like one of the talk shows, like telling the story.
If I ever lost a limb, I would be dead. Well, adrenaline, though, I suppose, would be like.
He made it, though. He made it.
Holy shit. Anywho.
So the guy loses his arm in the grinder.
And he immediately turns, doesn't he? Like, he's
very fast
to turn.
So at that point, they kill him.
They lop his head off.
Yes. And you see it all. disgusting. Then there's like a big end of the world confession, like there always is with Stella and Eben.
I wrote that down because I was like, oh, look, they're about to die. So let's confess our undying love for each
other.
Now's
the time.
Yep.
Plane's going down.
Plane's going down.
Say it now. That's when, because so at this point, Stella and the little girl are still stuck under the car. The vampires are setting the town on fire.
Oh, yeah. They have walkie-talkies.
Yeah. So they have walkie-talkies. They're like having this confession over walkie-talkies. Vampires decide burn the whole town down, make it look like an accident.
So they break the pipeline.
So they break the oil pipeline, flood the town with oil, which I feel like that just would have blown up the pipeline, but I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works either.
They burn the town down or set it on fire. Mm-hmm. So she's trapped.
Evan. And they're all like talking inside the utilidor going like, well, they're just going to make it look like an accident, like nothing happened.
Yeah, terrible.
That's terrifying to me.
So what's Evan do?
The smartest thing.
Yeah, bold move.
Bold move.
Bold move on Evan's part.
Bold move, Josh Harnett.
He injects himself with some of the dead guy's blood. And then...
I think I know what you're going to say.
What?
Jake looks at him and is just like, Evan, that's someone else's blood. That's the first thing that you're going to worry about, buddy? Injecting yourself with someone else's blood?
Like,
not a vampire, but...
Yeah. So he basically turns himself. It kind of reminded me of like a little underworld-ish.
Yes.
Yeah. He goes out and fights Marley.
Marlo.
Marley. He fights. I might have said Marley earlier.
You did a couple times and I kind of kept correcting you, but you just went on with it. I was like, okay.
Oh, you're an asshole. Okay. So he gets in this like epic battle with Marlo.
Mm-hmm.
And punches through his fucking head.
Yeah, they go at it for a little bit. And then Marlo says something to him. It's like, oh, it's just, or maybe it's in the comic. Maybe I might have read it. But he says something like, oh, it's just like humans. When you can't destroy something, you destroy yourself. Or something.
Yeah,
weird.
He punches through his head.
Yeah.
It's real gross. And then all the other vampires are like, oh.
Holy shit.
And they just kind of go away.
Yeah, they don't like avenge their leader. They're just like, oh, well.
Peace. Like, we don't want to get our heads punched through, so we're taking off.
And that's when they leave and the sun starts coming up.
Did you cry a little bit?
I always do. All of, like, you see other people coming
out of
houses. Which
I thought was super cool.
I thought it was awesome.
So once the vampires take off, it kind of pans out and you see the street and there's other people coming out. And I thought that was pretty badass that they did save more than just themselves.
Yep.
But what are those people going to tell? Like,
so in the sequel, because I looked this, well, we can finish it out and
yeah,
I can.
So then it ends with Stella and Eben sitting there watching the sun come up and he like starts to burn up and she's just like holding him close. Yeah.
It's sad. And then that's the end of the movie.
And that's the end. I wanted to kind of give a shout out to, his name's Yo Willems, and he was the director of photography because I really liked how it was shot.
Yeah, it was really good.
And see, this is, Mike was just talking about this. I go over my notes kind of at the end.
Yeah. There is a sequel out there. It's called Dark Days or something.
Yeah.
And it went straight to video.
In the sequel, the girl that played Denise is actually played by the girl that was in Freddy versus Jason.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they did like a good swap out there.
That's
because
cool.
They look so similar. Yeah. Anyway.
So there is a sequel. And in that one, Stella is going around proving the existence of vampires.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So she just did like a total career change.
Yeah, she completely switched. And there's one scene that I read up on, and I like read the whole thing because I was super interested. I won't ruin it for anybody that wants to watch it.
Maybe we'll watch it and ruin it for you.
But there is one scene where she's doing a speech or like a talk on the existence of vampires, and the whole place is set up with UV light. And so she turns on the UV light and like 10 vampires like burn up that they were all in the audience. It makes me want to watch it.
See that. Yeah.
I think they made it like a B movie sequel though. Like there, from what I read, there's like a lot of sex in it and vampire orgies and stuff. But
I mean, who doesn't like a good vampire orgy?
No shit. Right. Yeah, I'm kind of looking to...
I think I covered everything. Yeah, it was filmed in New Zealand in 80 days, mostly during the day.
Okay. In the town of Barrow, it's a damp town. This is talking about, like, alcohol and stuff. It's a damp town, so the sales of alcohol is prohibited, but you can import it and drink it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's places in the south that are like that.
Yeah, so you can, like you bring it in. Like, you
can't buy it, but you can bring it in. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's it. I think we got it all.
I think that's it, too. I would 100% recommend this.
Oh, hell yes. If you want to see blood and guts go everywhere, lots of them, this is definitely one I would recommend.
Yeah. Top four vampire.
Vampire in Alaska films that Chelsea likes. It's in her top four.
I wrote four vampire movies that I absolutely love, and I can't remember them for the life of me.
Well, that's because you rewrite your notes like a dum-dum, and I just carry around this dirty-ass journal.
Yeah. That's true.
All right.
I think we're done. Do you want me to... We have an Instagram, so please follow us if you like what you hear. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase.
And we announce whatever film we're doing next on our Instagram. And we're kind of thinking about doing a Facebook, but I don't know what
people
think.
Well, yeah. We could always try it out and see what happens.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Have a nice night, everybody. Watch out for vampires.
Bye.
Bye.